In northern Iraq, Kurdish militiamen have taken over some frontline positions abandoned by Iraqi government forces late yesterday. The Iraqi retreat followed heavy U.S. air attacks and the arrival of more than 1,000 U.S. paratroopers in the Kurdish-controlled area. NPR's Ivan Watson is in northern Iraq. He spoke with NPR's Alex Chadwick.
Ivan, we always start these interviews by asking people what unit they're with. Are you with a unit? Anything that could be called a military unit?
Well, I'm surrounded by Kurdish Peshmerga militia fighters. That means those who face death. I wouldn't really say I'm attached to a unit. We've been cooperating a lot with them, relying on them for safety and security, but working independently from them. You could say I'm with a kind of the town militia, basically, for a Kurdish community.
And is this the area where Kurdish fighters are reported to have crossed over into Iraqi-controlled territory?
Absolutely. Up until last night, this hilltop where I'm now standing was controlled by Iraqi army forces, and it was being periodically hit by American airstrikes as well over the past 4 or 5 days. And mysteriously last night, the Iraqi forces just withdrew. It's feared that this area is very heavily mined. There are bunkers, there's barbed wire in the area, and the Kurds say they've moved forward to within probably 15 miles of this strategic oil city called Kirkuk.
That's a pretty important objective, isn't it?
Absolutely. It's considered probably the biggest prize up here in the northern part of the country, and there's been a lot of speculation as to whether or not the Kurds will try to move to take this city. The Kurds consider it their homeland, a formerly Kurdish city, but after decades of the forced expulsion of Kurds and ethnic Turkmen from there, it's become more predominantly Arab. The Americans have said they want to secure the oil fields, and neighboring Turkey has said they're really worried that if the Kurds make a move, that it could be a cause for war. It's been one of the causes for tensions between Iraq's Kurds and the neighboring Turks.
So into this very tense area, you've added 1,000 American paratroopers who landed yesterday and secured an airfield. Do you know if the American forces plan to fight with the Kurds in trying to open this northern front?
Well, in the lead-up to now, the Americans have repeatedly said, no, we are going to do this. The Kurds, their role is to just protect their own territory, to keep things stable. There may be a shift underway. There's been more apparent coordination with the Kurdish forces. But up till now, the Kurdish leadership says the Americans haven't told us what to do. And here in this area around the town of Chamchamal, where the Iraqi forces have withdrawn, the Kurds have stepped into the vacuum. But they say they're waiting for directions, both from their own leadership and from the Americans, on just what to do next.
NPR's Ivan Watson in northern Iraq. Thanks, Ivan.
Thank you, Alex.